We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carney. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Good
morning. A tough one for you guys on Saturday as you fall 21-13 to Richmond. Before we look ahead, just give me your impressions on that game Saturday.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I would say as tough a loss as you can have as far as the way it went down. You know, saw some really good things and saw some things that we obviously needed to improve on. You know, to go down that way, we have to make those plays at the end of the game. And there's a lot of plays that you can point to throughout a game that are going to affect the outcome of that game. But all that said, you know, you still have to make the big ones when they come to you. And so, you know, we didn't. And, you know, hopefully we've been in that situation now. Next time it comes, we will. But, you know, that was frustrating to have a, you know, almost a, you know, a program defining drive at the end of the game to kind of put it away and to have it finish the way it did in the last 1 minute. It kind of flipped on its head there. And that's what I think made it pretty tough, you know, is that, you know, went from, you know, something that could have been really special to something that was very depressing. And so those are my thoughts.
The offense, as you touched on, really in the fourth quarter after not scoring, had it going, especially in the running game. I'm sure that was the thought on fourth and one. You've been able to move the ball and you're just trying to close it out.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably a product of where we were at the time and how we were running the ball at that time, you know. But, you know, all said and done, in the last two downs, we had third and two and fourth and one, and we didn't get 2 yards. And so, you know, obviously, you know, it didn't work out the way we had planned it.
A couple questions for you. The first from Kevin Trestling. Go ahead, Kev.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan, you were obviously part of the Delaware-Villanova rivalry as a player. What does it mean to you to be part of it as a coach? And you know, how does having been a part of it as a player and, you know, knowing the intensity and the passion involved, you know, kind of shape your approach going into it as a coach?
Yeah. Well, good question. I was part of it. You know, always loved being around it. It's a special game. It's something that's, it's got a little bit more, you know, energy around it because it's a rivalry and because, it's been a rivalry for quite some time. And they're always close games. I mean, it's one of those games that, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, who's having a good year, who's having a bad year. It's one of those games that's always down to a score. And I don't see why this one won't be any different. And, you know, I think the thing that I didn't necessarily know when I got back, was how Villanova's kind of, you know, been in control of it for the last, you know, decade or so, which is something I didn't, you know, I paid attention here and there, but, you know, having my head down in my own rivalry games over the course of time, I kind of lost track. And so it's great to be back a part of it and kind of seeing it from the other side, seeing it from the inside now. And hopefully we can kind of get back on track this week and just focus on us and, you know, on it's an important game for sure, but it's also just the next one.
Next question for Andy Walter. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Ryan. You know, along those lines, I mean, it sounds like you were kind of surprised, you know, by some of the numbers, the way it's gone the last 15 years in the rivalry. You know, the fact that it's the last game of the season also seems to have kind of, you know, determined the fate of some seasons too for Delaware. You know, does it kind of need to be a priority, you know, getting this thing more even, getting it turned around?
Well, it's the only priority. Yeah. We only got one game left. So, okay. You know, that's all we got, Andy. You know, we have to make sure.
But I mean, in general, I mean, beyond this one.
Yes. You mean like the Villanova game?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it is a priority. It's, you know, it's a big one for us. It's something that we, you know, that our fan base and our community cares about a lot. And we recognize that. But, you know, if we're not preparing the same way we've been preparing for the other games, and if we try to do too much, then again, we're going to get into a situation where maybe we're pressing and playing a little bit, you know, differently than we have been. And so we'd like to go into this game with the knowledge and the recognition that that Villanova as a game deserves, but also understanding that, you know, we have to do the fundamental things correctly, you know, regardless of who we're playing out there. And if we play our game, we're going to make it competitive and we're going to have a chance to win it at the end.
Thanks.
You got it.
Next question from Dan Steenkamer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach, it's been a season of firsts for you, I guess, in many ways, with it being your first year, obviously, as a head coach. Been that most recent game against Richmond, maybe the first loss that can, looking from afar, looking from the outside, can really do a lot of emotional damage. I mean, what are you drawing on from your past experience? You mentioned the coaches you work with. What are you drawing on, or what's your strategy to kind of keep things together emotionally? Because emotions often run high for a Delaware team in Villanova week as well. So I'm just curious your team management approach this week, as it's the pressure's really on as well, big picture.
Yeah. Well, like Coach Ferrante said, you know, we do have a veteran team, and that's the good thing about that. There are some obviously deep emotions that come after all losses, and especially tough ones like that could have been big wins and kind of flip on you quickly. And there's also emotions in a rivalry game. And, you know, we have to hopefully be a team that stays and remains diligent in our preparation this week, and kind of focuses that energy and focuses those emotions so that, you know, we can play, you know, enthusiastically without playing, you know, extremely emotionally. You know, we want to play, you know, a high energy game, but we want to play smart and hard and physical, and make sure that, you know, we're still playing as fast and thinking fast and processing fast, and we're not letting those emotions drive us. And so, you know, I mean, every loss is tough, Dan. I mean, I hardly remember my wins anymore. It's all wins. It's only those losses, and they stay with you. Trust me. So, you know, we as athletes and coaches, we get a chance. The beautiful part of football is that you get a chance, you know, basically 2 days later to go start on something else and go kind of put all that energy and focus into something else. And that right now is the Villanova Wildcats.
I guess a follow-up quickly would be, you mentioned a program defining moment was kind of missed, or you had that chance to have a program defining moment against Richmond. What goes into a program defining moment for you? How you see it? I mean, of course, it would have been big playoff wise this year, but you program defining, just how do you picture that coming about in general?
Well, you know, I think the fact that we just burned 6.5 minutes and 3 timeouts against the best rush defense in the country was pretty special. And, you know, it was something with the lead, the ability to go down there, score, get a stop, score, get a stop, and then take that drive. That was what we want to be. That's who we want to be as a program. And that's what I mean by that. And, you know, if we had got about 6 more inches, then I think that would have solidified that and kind of confirmed who we want to be. We're still going to be that team. We just, you know, obviously we're not there right now. And so we have more and more moments to go ahead and define who, you know, who we want to be. And there's going to be more moments this week and hopefully after that. And so we're just going to keep, you know, every day understanding who we want to be and what it takes to get there.
Ryan, just, hold on. I apologize for that. Ryan, wait. Talk about the Villanova as a team. They've certainly had a lot of big plays this season. Just some of the things that the challenges that they present for you.
Well, they're very multiple on defense. They'll give you some fits with their fronts and their blitzes and their pressures. You know, they're tough to kind of pin down. They're very good against the pass, which is, you know, something that we obviously do a decent amount of. And so that's, you know, that's something that's going to, obviously, you know, we'll be practicing against this weekend, this week coming up for the weekend game. And, you know, and offensively, they can pop you with big plays. And so, you know, anytime that's the case and you get into a rivalry game that's going to be close, you have to limit your explosive plays and then limit your, you know, offensive mishaps, TFLs, sacks, and obviously turnovers. And so I think the game, you know, will be told based on the turnover margin and the explosive play margin. I bet will be the thing that gives it away who wins and loses on Saturday.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.